the Stephen Sondheim Encyclopedia. Rick Pender on the line to, well, brag about your good work, because it's a wonderfully detailed and comprehensive reference devoted to musical theater's most prolific and admired composer and lyricist. And I imagine you would agree with that explanation. So, Rick Pender, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, and thank you.
You're quite welcome. I know you no stranger, certainly, to our airwaves, Cincinnati area, of course, my hometown way back when, and looks like theater has been part of your life as well, Rick.
That's true. All true. I've been a theater critic for our local weekly alternative newspaper. Also edited a magazine about Stephen Sondheim for about a dozen years. So have lots of familiarity there.
Wonderful. The Stephen Sondheim Encyclopedia, a wonderful encyclopedia, but yet the word encyclopedia, I picture a lengthy world book type atmosphere. So educate us to what you have for us.
Well, it is organized like an encyclopedia in alphabetical order, and it has 131 entries that all pertain one way or another to Sondheim. All 18 of his shows are described in a variety of detail. Also, his life is certainly covered, and other aspects of him, but also of many other people who have been involved in his productions, directors, actors, designers, musicians, and so on.
Wonderful. Rick, you've interviewed Stephen Sondheim. Let's start with the basics. For one who may not know his history, what's your 101 of his life?
Sondheim, born 1930, but in his mid-20s, started in working in musical theater, wrote lyrics for West Side Story, partnering with Leonard Bernstein and others involved in that early production. He was eager across his life to be both a composer and a lyricist. That's unusual. Typically, in musical theater, you have Rodgers and Hammerstein, a composer and a lyricist, who partner. And Sondheim, after a couple of early shows, then started pretty much always doing both ends of that equation for the shows that he created for most of his career. Today, he's 91 years old and still producing shows.
Wonderful. You also, the encyclopedia also contains, looks like, info about Sondheim's mentoring by Oscar and his early collaboration with Leonard, if you want to drop names.
Okay, sure. I'm always happy to do that. Oscar Hammerstein of Rodgers and Hammerstein lived on a farm next door to where Sondheim and his mother ended up living after his parents divorced when he was a young teenager. He was mentored by Oscar Hammerstein. Sondheim knew Hammerstein's son, who was about the same age, and ended up hanging out at the farm in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where Hammerstein lived much of the year. And Sondheim expressed interest in musicals, actually worked as a gopher on one or two of the Rodgers and Hammerstein's early shows. He wrote a school musical that he thought was probably ready for Broadway. When he showed it to Oscar, Oscar said, well, not quite, but offered to mentor him and gave him some assignments, some lessons that he could do to improve his abilities about creating musical theater. He did those, and very much that sort of set him down that path. It was also Oscar who recommended that he work with Leonard Bernstein on West Side Story. Sondheim had hesitated because he, as I said, wanted to be both a composer and a lyricist. Oscar said to him, oh, goodness, to work with Leonard Bernstein, with director Arthur Lawrence, with choreographer Jerome Robbins, all of them would be people who would help you make a fast entry into the world of musical theater. And that was great advice for him. He was 26 when that was happening.
Nice. Where was I when I was 26? Not quite to where Mr. Sondheim was. And that's okay. Rick Pender with us, author of the Stephen Sondheim Encyclopedia. Let's have some fun for a couple minutes if we can, Rick. This is an A to Y to Z, but are you still writing Z? I'm to ask that.
We start with George Abbott, who was the director of Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Yes.
Actually, there is no Z entry. I could have used an actor who was in Into the Woods named Chip Zeehan. I cover him in the entry for Into the Woods, though, so I didn't need to put a separate entry in for him.
Nice. You did interview Stephen Sondheim. What was that like for you personally?
Well, it's always a little daunting. I mean, the man is a genius, yeah. And but he is also, like Oscar Hammerstein, he mentors people. He's very warm and encouraging when you were talking about things that he's interested in. So I always went into interviews with him with a little bit of nervousness, and very quickly I was put at ease and had a very easy conversation with him. He was always very forthcoming. He has a tremendous recollection of things from the 70 or so years that he's been involved in musical theater, and is a great storyteller. So it was great fun to be talking with him.
Wonderful. Again, not only profiling Sondheim, but also you profile, what, actors who originated roles and sang his songs for the first time, including Ethel Merman, Angela Lansbury, and Bernadette Peters?
Absolutely. Have biographical entries of each of them with an emphasis on their work with shows that Sondheim was involved with, but also really covering the entire scope of their careers. And all three of those wonderful Broadway performers did a lot of other work, you know, beyond shows with Stephen Sondheim. And I wanted to be sure that people understood the length and breadth of their careers.
Yes. And bottom line, we've had a pandemic and continue to experience this, a heartbreak for many of us in either on stage or in the audience. What do you personally have to say about that?
Well, it's been very, very sad and frustrating. I will say it gave me time to work on this book, but I will be very eager to get back into the theater and see things. There is an upcoming production that's been delayed by a year on Broadway of a differently conceived version of Sondheim's show called Company, originally written with a male central character, and that role has been changed gender to a female character. It was to start a year ago in March. Now it will be reopening, or not reopening, but actually opening, sure, at some point later this spring or early summer. I'm eager. I will make every effort to get to New York to see it once the theaters start working there.
You and your many million best friends to do that. Tagging on that, whether you just answered this, but will we see any more new Sondheim musicals?
He has been working on a new musical derived from some films by an avant-garde Portuguese filmmaker named Luis Buñuel. But that seems to have slowed down. I mean, he is 91 years old, so the pace of work is not as quick as it once was. He's been helping with that production that I mentioned of Company, working closely with the director because some things needed to be changed about other characters in the show with a female central character. But perhaps most noticeably, he has been working closely with Steven Spielberg on a new film version of West Side Story, which will be due out later this year, I believe. And he's the only surviving member of the original creative team. So he's been helping Spielberg think through how things should be handled with that.
Wonderful. All right. Getting your copy of the Stephen Sondheim Encyclopedia is our next action item. Rick Pender, how do we find out more information?
You can go to my website, which is rickpenderwrites.com. There's information there about ordering directly from the publisher and a little information about a coupon code that can be used.
Wonderful. Save a dollar to spend a dollar. There you are. Rick, keep up your great work in this NPR world and certainly in your passionate world when it comes to Stephen Sondheim, the Stephen Sondheim Encyclopedia.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.